For more than 20 years, Skagway School had multi-age classrooms. Teachers taught two or three grade levels together. But an increase in student enrollment prompted the school to transition to single-grade elementary classrooms this year.
So we have 13 cupcakes to bring to the party.
It's the second week of classes at Skagway School. Teacher Courtney Ellingson, also known as Miss Fun, has a math problem for her second graders. There are 13 cupcakes, and Kurt and Malcolm eat four of them. How many cupcakes are left?
So you kind of did some mental math there?
Take a few steps to the right, and on the other side of a removable wall, first graders are learning about math with their teacher, Denise Capozzi.
Did anyone get any different numbers? Did you get 5 and 3 also?
This is the first year since Ellingson and Capozzi started teaching at Skagway School that they've been in separate classrooms. Before, they co-taught kindergarten through second grade. Here's Capozzi.
So this is my 19th year teaching, and I have never taught a single grade in all the years that I've been in Skagway School. I've always had multiple grade assignments.
For the first time in a generation, we have single grade classrooms, kindergarten through sixth grade.
Superintendent Josh Coffrin proposed this big change to the school board last year. Skagway had just passed a major threshold. Enrollment was over 100 students for the first time in about 7 years. The jump in numbers meant a $280,000 increase in state funding, allowing the school to hire 3 new teachers and make the transition to single-grade classrooms.
Enrollment is through the roof. Our high point of enrollment this year for K through 12 was 124 students. We haven't seen a number like that in 16 years.
That number will likely drop a bit after seasonal residents leave around the end of September. Coffrin estimates that when the state does its official student count in October, the school will have between 115 and 120 kids. Like first grade teacher Capozzi, fifth grade teacher Mary Thull has taught at Skagway School for over 15 years. Until recently, she taught a combined fifth and sixth grade group.
For me, the biggest change is you still have the same number of hours and minutes in the day. I had 50 minutes for math before, and I taught 2 grades. So one lesson to one grade, another lesson. Then I was literally jogging across the room, and now I have 1 grade, 1 focus, and I still have 50 minutes, so we can go richer and deeper and just take more time.
Superintendent Coffrin says that's the biggest benefit he's heard from teachers, being able to focus on 1 grade and spend more time with each student.
The only disadvantage that I can think of is that we've gotten so good at multi-age and multi-grade classrooms, and we've sharpened our skills so much in being able to do that, is that perhaps maybe you lose some of that.
Capozzi says that's the only hesitation she had about single-grade classrooms.
I believe in multi-age groupings because of the fact that younger children work so well with the older students, and older students are then able to be leaders.
The removable wall that separates the first and second grade makes it easy to incorporate group activities like reading buddies.
So we're not completely letting go of our multi-age, but it's just that now we have single grade teachers, and that makes for more adult interaction.
Thole says she's noticed another impact on her 10 student classroom.
I feel a strength in the grade level identity and the team and the connectedness that my fifth graders have. I feel it with all of the teachers. Like, there is the fourth grade and there is the third grade, and they can now define themselves that way, which they've never done before.
Full says the enrollment trend bodes well for Skagway's year-round job prospects. The 1,000-person town's economy is heavily reliant on summer tourism, and many people leave once the last cruise ship sails away. But the fact that more students are coming into the school could mean that Skagway's economy is supporting more families staying year-round. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.